Hello, Village Volunteer Force. Jimmy speaking. How can we assist? Serpent, you say? Wind! Here, boys, we've got a right bloody loon on the line. Listen to this. With kids' faces and sharp beaks, they're tearing civilians apart. Help! No bother, son. Whatever you say. Here, Bill, pull us another pint of ale and rack them up. Listen here, lad. We've got some serious drinking and pool sharking to be doing over here at HQ. We'll get round to your ticket in the next 48 hours. Until then, get a grip. Hang in. Maybe try chucking some tarts over their heads to quiet them down. Works wonders on the budgies and the wife. What a bloody vampire. Place where they paint watches. Grey waters poured from vehicles made of men who feast and secrete concrete. Those who play in this tide frozen, fed by birds who carelessly drop scraps. Here, you see the leaves in the trees move, but there's no wind to feel, and the sound has been recreated in a laboratory. Sir, you come with me for violating state rules. We enter another hotel, climb another small staircase above large beasts behind windows in cars for earthlings the speed of paint. We enter another elevator to another part of the space station. Here children play round lampposts and clean the streets and buggies. At 2 p.m. we roll in glass like animals. We lap at water that knows no home, and the sun is returned to its box, a discarded plaything. There are strange pets among us who sleep with metal. Air conditioning units, their only friend. Call this 2000, a message sent to the chief navigator, thanking him for the invitation and speaking of a future. The commandos stand guard in their blue Arctic camouflage. How effective with their machine guns, only a run will tell. The fleeing of bullets scattered by a shepherd. There is happiness before child taking, mythic bells strike. The coin falls on the tiger. Ornate turrets reveal themselves from which only gods can dine. The dead erect in mausoleums. Morticians don the makeup. Lipstick from fish. Gold from trees in beggar's mouth. Hair of serpent. And distraught displays. afternoon tea is served in the search unit. Birthday cake for all. We celebrate another split in orbit. Do you remember how girls dance? He asked, remembering the rocket club from the night before. A dashing young soldier disintegrating on the edge of the dance floor. Why did they paint these planets on the ceiling? Hang orbs before our eyes. We know there's nothing here but our ship. I'm here, the cake stand replied. He thought of flesh before it was taken from him, replaced by white. He remembered that. A garbage truck appeared in his peripheral vision, asked him to hand over another memory. We descend through milky skies and towards a land of forested lakes. Tower blocks and lone factories dotted through the green and blue carpet of this living Soviet hotel, where all is possible in the sunshine and heat. Small trees and long grasses swaying in the evening wind, which accompanied us along the motorway. In the distant haze, there's housing blocks, giant grey landships with portals you'd never see. And maybe the occupants would never see out of. They sailed across a false utopian sea. Other vast concrete structures were abandoned, shells of mystery. Nature reclaiming them so they grew trees and bushes for hair. This was their own personal cancer, a tumour of the wild. They were more pleasing on the eye, as defunct satellite dishes transmitted flocks of birds. In every leaf, the programs and code of lost space stations and missions, the glitter of mechanized cells. Welcome to Moscow, Valerie said. You're the first native speaker I've spoken with. Her eyes were Prussian blue. All this in a baking heat, a perpetual summer of cosmonauts and experimentation. The training was going well in the land of red and grey. What are you doing, daughter? Why, I'm writing, Daddy. At the end of their fingertips and the screen readout determining whether he was allowed to breathe on Earth another day. They travelled along a road that had no end, and he saw a factory in the driver, and he saw through the walls of all the buildings he passed, light draining from the sky. Each building harbored another factory, and he knew what they worked on meant trouble for the planet. The driver hadn't turned on any music, and he sat in silence. If he dared look at him, he knew he'd give away the secret. He'd see that he saw what was going on. The air conditioning burned, but the heat nearly intensified. Graffitied walkovers forewarned of what was about to come. Do you mind if I retrieve my space helmet from the boot? The man asked. Can you pull over so I can take a walk? The man found himself in a clearing with a cinema at the centre. A large grey block with iron film dripping down the outside. Do you want to see gold? The trees around the perimeter whispered. We have gold for you. But first you must be drained of colour in order to give life and texture to the fields. You will become monochrome, and your words, creatures that will stay here and procreate. This section of the station had two wings. The silent was where entities went to remember their loved ones. It was a white woodland devoid of Gorod-clad troops. There were benches, or if you wished, you could perch on clouds.
Thank you.
are berries good enough to have? Or have you got to bleed? These are my feathers. This is my beak. Look at my wings. I don't need feet. Wakey, wakey. Is that you daydreaming again, Roy? Your daydreaming causes slip-ups. And if you slip up, I slip up. And if I slip up, I make sure you really slip up. See how this slipping up works, Roy? Now why the fuck aren't you plugged into your machine? They command the rodent tank tops, sat upon sprung seats, creating summer with its dusts. Big beasts with even bigger tires, mauling landscapes while pop plays. They tan behind the glass, haystack trophies to be made with sweat in dirt. Listening, these strange fish return to take male lovers, return to take those fields again. How those Galloway tractor boys love to frolic in the hay. There's a giant sheep skull on the edge of a cliff. If you're lucky, you live in an eye socket, able to see both sun and moon. The lighthouse bulb nearby. Not so when you inhabit the mouth where light fragments between yellow teeth bars. And if a little girl comes along with her watering can and douses the skull, a thorax might grow. Four legs and a tail, and you'll be swallowed whole as it bows to the ground, which it cuts with its teeth. Before a farmer's wife, a scythe in her hand, severs the throat of this beast. Wakey, wakey, Roy. I think you better get out of the hay and come back to Walthamstow trade stores. Can I talk with you a moment? You know you can always speak with me. What we discuss is confidential. I found some of Roy's recordings recently. I'm worried about him. He starts saying we're all sat round the kitchen table, and then the roof of the house lifts off, and we're dragged towards the heavens by a giant bird. I know it sounds silly, but I'm worried. Oh, you fucking should be.